Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. This is the Michael Van Tool Show, Detroit Sunday Morning News, Information, and Inspirational Podcast. Produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, brought to you by the Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins and Trillion Realty and Principal Broker, Associate Broker Shantae Mosby. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Let's go down the list. The Sunday morning team is here. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Great, from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, that great minister and musician, Captain Stephen Cathy. Good morning, sir. How are you? And as he gets his microphone together, we welcome him on the program, and we expect some more of the Sunday morning team to chime in as we go along this morning. Kimberly, how are you this morning?
I'm tired, Michael. How are you? But I'm blessed and happy
same
to
here
be
too.
Here.
And we're going to talk about some of the. There was a full day yesterday. I tell you, full day right up until the barrister's ball last night. We're going to talk about that a little bit too. All right, and let's try to get the secure connection with the great Chaplain Cathy. Good morning, Chaplain. How are you?
Good morning to you, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you now.
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Well, hello there. Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to your sister, Kim. I'll tell you, shout out to the missionary. Amen. And hello to that good old Detroit. And all our listening audiences and the sponsors.
Yeah.
God bless
you. Absolutely. And you sound like you're fired up and ready to go. That was Barack Obama's slogan back in the day, fired up and ready to go.
That's right.
But also the author of our Selfishly Healthy segment here on the show, registered nurse in Metro Detroit, holistic health and wellness coach, a consultant and an enthusiast for life, Nurse Nikki. Good morning, Nurse Nikki.
Good morning. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. I'm so happy to be awake and alive today.
Absolutely. Yes. Go ahead.
I don't know. That's it. I was just saying my good morning.
Okay, great. And I'm so excited you have your boot camp coming up. That's what I call it, because it's like a workout, but it's not all that bad. Please inform us all about that when we come to your segment, because I know I had a great time last time. I know I was complaining about, you know, the exercises and all that, but it was helping me. It helped me. Okay, let me just be honest about it. It was very helpful. And it was all about healthy living and healthy and best practices and all that. So we're going to talk to Nurse Nikki in a few minutes, Selfishly Healthy. All right. Look, I want to say something, because Chaplain Cathy saying shout out to Missionary Hattie Humphrey, the home of Missionary Hattie Humphrey. But I remarks that I gave last Friday at her home going. You guys know that for the past 25 years, I've introduced myself around Detroit as co-host of Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Now that I look back, man, that 25 years, you know, I see now that it was a capsule in time, because 25 years is now a part of our lives, anybody's life. 25 years, it's a big chunk, but it's 25 years. And now that I go back, I think about it, I can see how important those 25 years were. I didn't know that my life was going to go in that direction. And I thought I was going to be a 32-year career banker, or known as a legislative aide, you know, in politics, like with Commissioner McCormick. I thought people were going to know me as vice president of the board at Franklin Wright. You know, I spent 32 years in banking, but most people now remember me as Missionary Hattie Humphrey's co-host. You could never make this stuff up. God can turn things around, I tell you. When you think you're going to go in one direction, you get put in another. Life is different every day. You wake up. You don't know what's coming.
Yes.
You don't know what's coming at you.
No.
One day to the next. Yep.
If I say this, what God says is for you, is for you. And
that's
you
right.
Got to know that without a doubt, that he's
right.
Going to bring you out and he's going to put something there for you.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, and just knowing that, see, a lot of times we can't be blessed because we won't change the posture. And if you change
yes.
the posture, then God will put you in the – I wish I had a small piece of help on here.
You got
God
some
will
help
put
on
you. He had put you in a better position if you change
right.
your posture. And that's what you did. You thought that you were going to be all these other things, but God said, well, change your posture a little bit, and I'm going to help you because I'm going to send a divine
okay.
missionary to you.
Okay, I just need a pledge from especially Kimberly Batchelor Davis and Chaplain Kathy to not comment on what I'm going to say now. I can trust Nurse Nikki. Nurse Nikki ain't going to mess with me. But the two of you, if you could try to remain silent when I say this. After I graduated from high school and took some classes at Wayne County Community College, and, you know, I'm a preacher's kid, but I did not want to be anywhere near working with no church or being a pastor and all that kind of stuff. So I ran as fast and far as I could, because I saw what they had to do and all that stuff, and I'm like, this is not for me. I'm going to get me a nice, easy bank job, pushing some paper, sitting at my desk, you know, wearing a suit, just make, you know, have an easy life. So that's what my plan
was. I'm trying.
Wait, don't say nothing. Nurse Nikki, help a brother out. I wanted a bank job, okay? I didn't want to be caught up in all that. I wanted a bank job and, you know, something really easy. I didn't know, you know, I didn't want to pick up no boxes, and I didn't want it to have to be nothing, you know. So I started working at a bank. And then.
Yeah, baby, man. Don't he sound like Jonah in the belly?
He sure does.
Jonah.
I was thinking just that.
He sound
y'all,
like Jonah.
See,
I want to do this thing
y'all
my
just,
way,
y'all
Lord.
Y'all just ain't following the plan.
And every
see, sometimes
single
you,
time,
sometimes
God
you
will redirect
in,
you.
Yeah. Sometimes you can be in the belly of the well and you think it's a typical fish. I wish I had some help on here.
Let me continue with my story, my speech here.
Okay.
This is what I read last Friday at Missionary Humphrey's funeral. Dorothy Davis introduced me to Missionary Humphrey in 1998. And that was the turning point, because after that, I hung out with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. I was her number one person, her radio co-host. We shared a business card. I've been to more churches with her, sang more songs, prayed more than ever, and then was on the Praise Network.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse Nikki, what happened there, Nurse Nikki? I didn't even want to go in that direction. And then all of a sudden, here I am. On the Praise Network with the most popular church lady in town. I tell you, that did not go according.
It did not go
the way I planned. Okay, it did not.
You did,
and
you did want to.
But I told her many times that I'm, you know, and I told her because you can't wait till people are gone and start saying all these nice things about them. You know, I told her that, and every time I was in a large audience, I said, I am so proud, honored to be her co-host. And I literally, for real, I had a front row seat to the most famous church lady in Detroit history. I literally sat next to her in the front row. I'm never going to forget this for as long as I live. You know, that I was a part of her life and she was a part of Detroit's history. I'm glad God gave me the opportunity to be right next to her for 25 years. I cannot complain about that at all. I learned so much from her.
One of the reasons why I agree in its totality with Bishop Charles Ellis when he got up and he said that they should have shut the courts down. The senators should have been coming. Singers, even other preachers, it should have been standing room only. It should have been another look like Aretha Franklin. That's how I feel.
It was about 1,000 people there, but I wish we would have had 2,000 more because Second Ebenezer could hold 3,000 people. But yes, I heard him say that they should have shut down the courts in Southeast Michigan so that the judges could come and pay their respects because they're the ones that supported her and produced her annual birthday banquet every March. But I was so glad. And Nurse Nikki, I called out your name at the funeral. All the members of the Sunday morning team and those who were there, I asked them to stand. And then those who weren't there, I called out your names. So thank you for being a part of this program, Nurse Nikki. Because you didn't hear this, but the rest of the team heard it. I think everybody was there. Yeah. Yes. So I just want to Nurse Nikki to hear this, that we did mention the whole team and recognize the Sunday morning team. Because, Nurse Nikki, let me tell you something. Before you came along, everybody did not make it on the Sunday morning team. Missionary threw off a couple people over the years.
That's right.
She threw a couple people. Everybody didn't make the cut. And so, and I'm not going to call out no names because they might be listening right now, but some people did not make the cut. And she would call me and tell me, Michael, do not let that girl back on the show ever again. I don't ever want her on the show. Now Missionary Humphrey would tell you like it is, too. Now, we didn't talk about that last Friday too much. Should I say this or not?
Go ahead.
I want it to be a little bit more clearer on last Friday. I wanted to let people know that she did, and I think because I wanted that more of that to be, because Missionary, that's what made her different. That's what made her stand out. She did not sugarcoat, not like me. I can't even say no, you know, to people. She just came out and told you if whatever it is, if you were talking too much, if you were talking too long, if you didn't found her, recognize her and give her you know, don't get up there and start talking and then you don't even mention her name and, you know, things like that. And she would check you in a minute. I wanted to let people know more about that, but I could not.
Well, you just did.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a good
now
thing.
Now I can say it.
Yes, you did it.
Now I can say it. I just love the freedom of my own podcast. And Missionary Hattie Humphrey told you to shut up and sit down if you went over your time limit. She told you don't ever come dressed like that to my things again. She told you shut up and stop talking. I'm speaking. You know, she told you, and she didn't sugarcoat it. And that put fear in people when she came down hard on you, and she would do it in front of everybody.
She would be to me the attitude of Coleman Young Senior, because he was feisty, and she in the spiritual aspect and what she did and was doing, she would be just as feisty as him too. Because if you even remember, at his cemetery, they took a picture of a lady, older lady with a cane, and she tapped on the cane and said, "Don't worry, she gonna still keep fighting for him." Now, she didn't do all the cussing he did, you know. She didn't do that.
No,
but she was just feisty. They were they had a feisty attitude, both of them.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I learned from her. So I want to thank you guys for supporting Missionary Humphrey. Missionary helped a lot of people in different ways. I particularly love the time I've sat there a couple times at some of her meetings where she would call all the children and in church and tell them stand in line, and you know, she had a pocket full of dollar bills, a pocket full of singles, and every child got a dollar bill, and they were so happy. I mean, this just reminded me how simple things can be, how something so simple can have an impact and make children so happy. You would have thought she gave them a $500 bill, the way they jumped up and down and were so excited and grateful and laughing and smiling. But then she also gave, there's a few times I'm sitting in church, and she says, "Michael, give this to her over there." And it was like a bunch of 20s bundled up in her hand, you know, like maybe about $80, $100 in 20s. And she would pass it. So she said, "Give it to her." So I passed it to her, and they would be like, "Oh, thank you. And then weeks later, that person came back to me and said, "Michael, I'm so glad she gave that to me. Do you know I spent my last $20 coming to church, and I didn't have any more money left. I don't know how Missionary knew, but she would look at people and see the distress, the sadness, or whatever they were going through, and she just gave that person the money. Because, you know, and I was like, "Well, what's this about?" You know, and they were they didn't say nothing other than thank you, but they came back later. A couple people did that to me, came back later and said, "Man, if it wasn't for that money, I don't know how I would have got to work the next day." So that's how she helped people. And she helped people, especially public officials who were dealing with some issues. Now, you know, as a public official, you just can't go to anybody when you're going through stuff. She had people that came to her that had elected officials that had affairs with their secretary, and it was on the verge of coming out in public. Other public officials who were arrested, charged with crimes, and she gave them spiritual support. She would pray with them. She would call them. She would help out with their families. She would come over to the house if the husband was in jail for corruption or something, or stealing money. She would go to with the wife and the kids and stay and help cook and clean and things like that. I mean, that's what Missionary did. She helped people when they couldn't go anywhere else. But these are my reflections. I wrote this is how the impact that Missionary left on me. I wrote this last week, the week of her funeral. Missionary left a part of her in me, and it's much more straightforward than my poetry. She said the things she had to say. She did the things she had to do. She was the conscience of a city. She moved with the energy of youth. And if I learned anything from her, it is to tell the unfiltered truth, to bring opposing sides together, bring them all under one roof, to tell the story of God's grace and mercy, and that she loved each and every one of you. That sums up just briefly what the impact and what I learned from her and her impact on this city. During her 96 years, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, there will never be another. We'll be right back.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Join me in this song, in this prayer. I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars? Do you know it doesn't have to be this way? Killing and destroying our world. Do you wanna change? Do you wanna stay the same?
Say that we wanna see.
Want to see people.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna
be all right. We are back. My name is Michael Van Tool. The Sunday morning team is here with me, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, Chaplain Stephen, Kathy, and Nurse Nikki here with me this morning. Thanks to all of you who are listening. And you know what? Let me listen, guys. And we talked about this last night at the Barrister's Ball, Kimberly, the impact of the Sunday morning team. Let me just tell you guys, y'all don't even know what's going on with this Sunday morning team and the impact that we're having across this city. It is becoming a phenomenon, and I can't wait. I've been working on stuff over the past, it's April now, 4 months, to turn things up, to turn up, okay, and take advantage of this window of opportunity that we're having. The Sunday morning team is really having an impact, and I want to thank all those people. And every week I'm hearing from people who are streaming online, and I don't know. I have a dashboard just for Blog Talk, but I don't know how many and who is listening on some of the other forms. Somebody told me that they were listening to it on YouTube. And some other, you know, Blog Talk shares it on a number of platforms, but I'm grateful, and I thank all of you who are listening, and tell us when you see us, all of us, if you see Kimberly out, tell her. If you see Chaplain Kathy, if you see Nurse Nikki, if you see Minister Smith, tell us that, you know, say something. And Minister Smith, good morning, gospel artist, minister. Good morning, Minister Smith. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Michael.
I know. Is this mic on? Is
good
your...
morning.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm good. Got,
great.
We just recorded another song yesterday.
Oh.
And
when are we get a chance to hear it? When are we gonna get a chance to hear it? Now, we want to know when we can get a copy? Can we download a copy? Can we get a copy of it or what? And what's the name of what? What? Tell us about it.
Lord, I need to feel you. I need to hear you. And it's messed me up. I was recording it yesterday, and I was crying. Then the musician took his glass up. I said, "Wait a minute."
Got a little
that means
there,
the spirit
huh?
was over it. Yeah.
And so the Lord said, I've allowed you to do a lot, but now you need to start birthing out music. And so yesterday, officially, God Sounds record label was birthed and launched. So now we're getting ready for a lot coming up in the next few months. However, my little cousin told me, he said, man, you got to hang around us. I said, well, because you know I've in a few days, hence, I got to start this ministry back. And he go to my, can't you come on Saturday? Look, man, I'm old. I can't do like y'all young blood. You know, but.
We love to hear that, and that's great news. But as soon as you get a copy, Minister Smith, please send us a copy, download a copy for us, and so we can share it on the show.
Well, some things have come up too, Mr. Van, too, that you and I got to really discuss urgency.
All right. I'll be available today. As soon as I get home from church.
Quit, I ain't gonna even fool that one. Sis Kim, love you.
yeah, I do go to church. You know, I'm not a heathen.
Nope, not walking into that one. Sis Kim.
At least not
100%. Yes,
nope, I'm not. Big sis, I'm not walking into that, Kim. Mm-mm.
That's right. Leave it alone.
I knew it was going to be some trouble this morning. I knew it. It was just going too good. Let me just, Minister Smith, let me just say something. Kimberly and I were down at the Barrister's Ball with our entourage or whatever. I had my little entourage down there, and Kimberly was there with Mr. Davis. They make a cute couple. How long y'all been married?
It'll be 27 years this September.
Wow.
I
wish I could be like y'all. I wish I could be like y'all.
Well, you better get saved, bro.
Man, I know some folk ain't making 27 minutes.
I'm only 36 years. I wish I could, you know, get like them. I'm just only at 36 years, that's all.
That's okay. You can do that.
Let's talk about the Barrister's Ball last night. It's like I guess there's a whole bunch of activities that go on this weekend with the Barrister's Ball,
yes.
But the big event is the actual Barrister's Ball. The Wolverine Bar Association has many events on this weekend, but last night was the biggest event. And it was,
wow.
I don't know, how many thousands of people? How many people? It was like a ton of people.
It
walked
was
in that ballroom at the Marriott. Mm-hmm. How many?
It was thousands.
It was thousands.
And I kept seeing people that I knew. And it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And even at the university where I worked, of course there were alums there. Who I knew, I knew I would see, but then I saw other people. For example, Fab Five Freddy was there yesterday.
Yes, he
if
was.
If you guys are local Detroiters and you're listening, you know who exactly who I'm talking about. He used to dance on the scene, and I think it was a new dance show afterwards. You don't know what we're talking about, Brother Smith? Well, let me tell you. If you saw
and he's
Fab
a flashy
Five Freddy,
dresser.
He's a flashy dresser.
I'm going to catch Michael in advance because I see it coming.
Wait. Look, we still, let us finish talking about it because there's more. There's more we got to say.
You had politicians, you had attorneys and judges, of course, but then you just had people who are known around the city.
Right,
it's just
regular,
great to be in a room where you know
people. There was just regular people like me there. Yeah.
You are not regular. You are not regular.
Not.
I wish you stopped there.
Missionary Hattie Humphrey anointed you. You better stop it.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to get in trouble.
Down.
Let me read off some of the sponsors. Can we get through this? Let me read some of the sponsors. I can't get all of them. There's a bunch, but Comerica Bank, Michigan State University, Lewis and Mundy Law Firm, Our Magazine, Wayne State Law School, Dickinson Wright, Detroit Mercy Law, General Motors. And Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
Hennessy was, I guess, one of the biggest sponsors last night. I could tell.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Hennessy. Hennessy Cognac was one of the biggest sponsors, along with General Motors and Brinker. I'm not too familiar with Brinker. DJ Envy was the DJ last night.
And DJ Gary Chandler.
And Gary Chandler. And, the plates were, it was a lot of food, but the plates were little. You have to, I didn't want to keep going back up there, so I just went once. But the plates were so big. You couldn't find any smaller place than that. Stuff was falling off my plate, but I had a great time, and you're talking about dressed to the nines. Those people last night were dressed. Kimberly, you and Mr. Davis, y'all know y'all got it together. I tell you, they walked in. Mr. and Mrs. Davis walked in like they own the place. I tell you, man. But it was a very, very nice. I think I might have been once before. I haven't been there in so long.
Well, this was my first time.
It was a great, great, great event last night, and like I said. My entourage was there, along with my sponsor, one of my sponsors, and of course, I walked in there. Okay, let me just get this out the way, and then we can move on because I don't want to dwell on this too much. But I walked into the registration desk, to check in, and the young lady at the registration desk said, where's Mrs. Van Tool? And I'm like, oh, my God, Mrs. Van Tool's people are – her network of people are already at work. and then I went and spoke to somebody else, and they said, where's Brenda Van Tool? And I'm like, oh, my goodness, can I go anywhere without me being double and triple checked? At the border, I felt like I was trying to get through the customs or something, asking for my ID. And then if they didn't ask about Mrs. Van Tool, they wanted to know, where's the commissioner? Is the commissioner on her way? And I had to give them updates. Yes, the commissioner's on her way. She'll be here shortly. Speaking of Commissioner McCormick, tomorrow is Earth Day. And we're going to have a team of people out helping to clean up tomorrow twice during the day, in the morning and the afternoon. But, Commissioner McCormick was the author of The War on Trash, and she created that whole initiative, War on Trash. And it you know, it started out with actually picking up trash in the neighborhood. And we still do that, and we're going to do that tomorrow. But she realized that you had to take it to the legislature. You had to take it to the law, to the courts, to enforce the trash pickups, to enforce the illegal removal of illegal rubbish, you know, where they just, people just pick somewhere and just start piling up trash and rubbish, and they illegal dumping, that's what it's really called. And so she has working with Wayne County on that. Wayne County has a thing now where your community organization can team up with Wayne County, and they, you know, will help to identify those areas, and you fill out this application. Wayne County will partner with that organization and get that area cleaned up. Also,
if I may add to that right quick, I was thinking about that very thing there a long time ago, and I think that one of the good things that they could do is to, like, juvenile systems. Not only the juvenile systems, but in the under the misdemeanor areas, get them folk out. Instead of having them sitting up in them jails, you can get a crew. So you say, well, how are you going to be able to monitor? You put a teller on them. Put a GPS teller on them while they're out there on that work crew every day. And they're cleaning up the communities that they help mess up, that they're doing it. It will save money as far as housing and a lot of things. It would be very economically smart to consider using the misdemeanors instead of housing them in jails and the juveniles, and have them out on those tethers during the day.
You know, I've heard somebody bring that up before, and apparently they used to do it, and I don't know if it was funding or some sort of legal issues, and they stopped. But I agree with you. They really need to do that again. But those are some of the things that you know, and I'm going to check with the commissioner today or tomorrow and find out, you know, why can't we get back to that? I'll find out. I'm gonna come back with you with an answer on that. Yeah, but then also she is also working to find ways to regulate those abusive industries that bring jobs and development to our community, but they also bring toxic waste and petroleum tanks and other pollutants. See, they come to depressed and poor communities with these things, these big companies. They come here, and on one hand, they're bringing jobs and development, but on the other hand, they have big tanks of waste, and they have dumps they're bringing, and so our communities have pollutants, and this could cause illness and cancer over time because these things are in our community. Yes, we got jobs and everything, but it's also bringing toxic waste in our areas. So we're getting development, you know. What'd you say?
No one knew what they were going to bring before they brought it. That would be my question.
Well, you know.
No one knew.
We get blinded by the development, and nobody, you know, it's way at the bottom of in the page 99 at the bottom in small print, but it says on the front cover, it says 2,000 jobs come to East Side, 2,500 jobs come to Southwest Detroit, 2,500 jobs come, right, and they look at, and a new factory, new warehouse, new this, new that, and it's going to bring taxes over a certain amount of years, but then later on, 5, 10, 15 years later, they realize, oh my goodness, they're building more petroleum tanks. They're building more toxic dumps. But by then, it's too late. But she's also looking at how to curb single-use plastics, like those water bottles that we drink water with every day. Once you throw them away, they stick around for a few hundred thousand years. They never go away. that plastic mm-hmm. never goes away, and a lot of it gets thrown somehow. A lot of it gets thrown into the oceans too, not just here mm-hmm. on land. And then the last thing she's working on, the commissioner is working on a law resolution to stop these 18-wheelers from idling. When they park and the engine's running, as with any vehicle, really, any vehicle, especially the bigger trucks and buses, when they're sitting and they're running, it's pouring toxic pollutants into the air. So those are some of the things that she's working on. And then finally, something that's unrelated, but mental health illness among young people have gone up 40% since COVID. And the commissioner created the Wayne County Commission Youth Council. It's comprised of 10th and 12th graders appointed by the 15 commissioners in Wayne County. And on this Tuesday, April 23rd at 10 a.m. At the commission main conference room, 500 Griswold, the Wayne County Commission Youth Council will present a resolution that the Wayne County Commission is going to be asked to adopt to address and highlight this threat of mental illness. Not just a threat, there's actually, like I said, it's up 40% since COVID, from the pandemic to the threat of violence in schools. Students today have endured significant challenges, and they're actively seeking solutions for themselves and their peers. The Youth Council has been instrumental in providing platforms for students to engage directly with elected officials, advocating for change and presenting resolutions to address critical issues like mental health. So I will be there as those teenagers from across Wayne County address mental illness and bring a resolution to Wayne County. All right, we're going a little off format. We'll get to news later, but I want to go to Selfishly Healthy with Nurse Nikki. I can't wait to find out what she has prepared for us today. Good morning, Nurse Nikki.
Good morning again. Good morning again. I enjoy listening to everything that you've been saying this morning. I, of course, didn't get an opportunity to meet Missionary Hattie Humphreys, but I hearing everything, I really wish that I was able to meet her and love her. And grow. I definitely had a house full of kids last weekend, grandkids over, and so. Sorry I missed the service, but yeah, definitely kids show up when they show up, and they were definitely full force last week. But yeah, a lot of great information. Thanks for sharing that. Thank you so much. So coming up on April 27th, I am hosting a holistic health and wellness group coaching session. We've done a few of these last year, and they were absolutely phenomenal. I incorporate yoga and meditation with it, and that actually helps bring people to a place of peace and calm and allows their body, you know, to begin to have some healing effects. We had some really good results during some of the sessions last time. But during the sessions, you know, I do have some healthy snacks, food, which have gone over really well, whether it's fruit, healthy chocolate and nuts, waters, sandwiches, just different things like that, because I believe that in order to focus and pay attention, you have to have food in your belly that's going to bring up those wonderful chemicals to your brain, because your belly is your second brain, and help invigorate your mind, open your mind up, and help relieve stress. So bringing some of those foods to the table will help you be in a state that's ready to learn. We also get the vital signs. I tell people you need to know what's in your personal bank account. So what are your numbers? And so we keep it basic and get your blood pressure, your height and your weight, so that you know what you're working with, and you keep it personal and to yourself. It's no one's business but yours. And then we go into a discussion, really a nice help topic discussion that is beneficial to everyone in the audience. And this week we'll be focusing on the mind-body syndrome. You know, my platform is health is more than diet and exercise, and so we need to focus on what else is going on that contributes to the illness and disease. And so I talk about thoughts and emotions a lot. precursor to a lot of what's going on with us. Mind-body syndrome is really a term a lot of people have not heard, but there's a lot of things that go on with people that have no diagnosis, so to speak, or there's no structural or tissue issue or disease process that can be identified. And so people have true pain and they have true discomfort, but it really isn't linked to any body or tissue issues. And so we need to look at the mind-body syndrome. So that will be the topic of discussion that particular day. And then we go into the same thing where we do do a self-assessment of your personal health and the different areas of health. You know, health, again, is more than diet and exercise. You need to look at your spiritual health, your emotional health, your intellectual health, your job health, your physical, financial, all these different areas of health you take a look at. And then you rate yourself and say, you know, where's my balance at? Where's my imbalance? And then just take one thing out of there. Because a lot of times we take on way too much working towards moving towards a level of health that we desire. So we need to, a lot of us, I should say, need to break it down to one thing so it's not overwhelming, and take one thing that you can definitely wrap your arms around, put some specific tasks to this particular overarching goal, and some things that are really doable and achievable in your life, and we'll work with you to see what can you take away, what can you add to, where can you get help from to actually help you reach your goal. And then following that, we really go into just a few yoga exercises. The deep breathing to me is the biggest thing, because yoga is uniting the breath with the body. And so for people that attribute yoga being something that's evil or demonic, the meaning of yoga is to unite the breath with the body. And we know we need breath to live. You know, we don't live without breath. That's plain and simple. So you have to inspire to be animated and to live this life. So that's what it is. So we focus on the breathing and how do we breathe. A lot of us breathe shallow, right? We don't get the breath in that we need. We're not exhaling out what needs to go. So focusing on that. And then different breathing techniques that actually help lower your blood pressure, help dilate the blood vessels, help you to relax, and that thereby leaves your body in a state that can heal, leaves your body in a state where your blood pressure comes down, and just leads to overall wellness and be in the present state and the now. So that's the yoga and the meditation piece. So that is what I'm looking forward to for people that are attending on this Saturday coming up. The people that should be there will be there, and that's how I take a look at it. So that's what we have coming up, and that's what I want to talk about. So thank you.
I got some questions, Nurse Nikki. So
yeah.
It's the title, Mind, Body, and what was the third piece?
Mind, Body, Syndrome.
Wait, I missed it again.
Mind, Body, Syndrome.
Oh, Syndrome. Okay. And where is it going to be?
This is located in Belleville. The address, let me pull the address up. Address is... This is 106, hold on 1 second. I had it in front of me and then the picture collapsed total. It's in Belleville at the Big Nursing Training Center, and the address is 10681, I think it's Haggerty Road.
10681 Haggerty Road in Belleville. And what time is it?
This is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Oh, during the day.
Yes, during the day.
Okay, 4 hours. Will there be a time for, like, take a break or or tap out?
Yes.
You know, because I remember last time, and, you know, it just probably showed how out of shape I was because, you know, it was a little – you got to – okay, we just think about people like me, okay? I don't work out, don't do no exercises or nothing, and so it was a shock to my system, the last one I went to, and it took me a little bit, you know. I know I was probably lagging behind the rest of your class, And, you know, I felt, Kimberly, I felt like I had, was like the student that just couldn't understand the you know, one plus one, you know, and she had to pull me aside. She had to pull me aside to go, you know, to help me figure out how to add one plus one. Because it wasn't a lot of heavy exercise, and that's not what this is all about. But if you do it right, you will feel it.
Yes, you will.
You will feel it. But I complain and I talk about it all the time. But guess what? It was very helpful to me. So don't even pay attention to what I'm saying. When I went and I had fun, and I brought a guest with me, and this time I think I'm gonna bring my business partner, Miss Mosby, with me, and so we're gonna come and be a part of the Mind Body Syndrome on April 27th. So I'm looking forward. We're gonna have a good time, and we're gonna work out and feel healthy. So, Nurse Nikki, thanks. And I'm so glad that, you know, because I remember when you talked, we were talking about you and you were going to be doing this, and you are, and it's in motion. You do what you say you're going to do. And I think it's a great thing. We need more of this. And can you imagine if this, like, gets out and goes big like it probably could and should? This would be good, and we know we're going to go into a Nurse Nikki event. So I'm looking forward to that. Great. April 27th. Speaking of Shantae Mosby, this part of the program is brought to you by Trillion Realty and principal broker Shantae Mosby. If you're buying or selling or want to discuss decisions about a property, call Shantae at Trillion Realty. Her number is 313-566-3545. And at Trillion Realty, we understand that buying or selling your home is a monumental step. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through every aspect of the home selling and home buying process, making it a smooth and exciting experience. With our years of experience, we're committed to your satisfaction. We are here to navigate your journey with confidence. Let's embark on this exciting adventure together. Trillion Realty, LLC. Thank you for that. All right. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what's on your agenda today? Yeah.
Well, today is a day of rest because it has been a very busy week for me. As you know, I was out and about last night. I'm going to go to church as soon as we get off the show.
Me
too. And then it is a day of rest. And then it's a day of rest.
Yes. Yes. So,
which is important.
Yes, it is. Yep. Yes, it is. So anything else you wanted to add? What do you have for us today?
So I have something, and I'll come back and we'll do the weather. But I wanted to share something that had been on my mind for the week. And it's Proverbs 17:17. And, you know, when we talk about what missionaries stood for, when we talk about how missionary checked up on us, how she was always concerned, Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. You know, I was reflecting, just as you were talking at the beginning of the show, every time I would step into an event, missionary would always be there. And I knew it, and I would see her, and I would be overjoyed, and I would be very happy. I'm missing her. I miss hearing from her.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I was reminded of, how important it is to continue to check on people. Sometimes, Michael, and Bishop Kathy, you know this, and Brother Smith, you know this, and Nurse Nikki, you know this. We get so busy that sometimes we just are busy in what we're doing, and we forget to check on those that we love. And so when you come upon people, which was the beauty of it last night, I saw some people I hadn't seen in a while, and we got a chance to chat. Like, hey, how's it going? How are your kids? How's your spouse? How's whatever was going on? And it was great to connect. And someone that I hadn't seen in a while said, Kimberly, it's great to see you in person. I said, it's great to see you in person. None of us are expected to do life alone. We were created to be supportive and loving of one another. we can't get through life without one another, and we need to remember that. We need to remember to be friends at all times. Check on your family members, whatever it is, you know, hopefully you can get past it. I want to end with what Missionary would say. If you going to worry, why pray? And if you going to pray, why worry? So let's continue to pray. Let's continue to check on our loved ones, our friends, and our family, and just be thankful and grateful for all that we have, because we are blessed with so much and with each other.
Yes, well said. Appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to, after I get back home from church today, I am going to be like just watching TV or something and just trying to recuperate from a weekend, because actually, Kimberly, a lot of those people that I saw at the Barristers Ball, I was in a meeting that morning, Saturday morning. I was at a meeting with Sheriff Washington Hill Harper, Judge Perkins, Attorney Scruggs. They were all there at the meeting Saturday morning, and they were all at the Barristers Ball when I walked in last night. So it was like a continuation, you know. But and then, of course, everybody else that was there too. So I you know, like I'm sure, like you guys, I was just up and down, and it's just like the best place to do networking. And that's all I can say. I mean, you can do some serious networking at that. Now it was a $215 ticket, though.
I gotta
mention that part. It was $215 per ticket.
Yes, which goes to help with the scholarships that are awarded. There's a special reception that I attended last night. It's titled the President's Reception. So there were special scholarships given out. There were important people in our community who are doing good work who were recognized, like our community champions. So it was great to see that it wasn't just about networking, but it was also making sure that we recognize and give back to those that are in need.
It was a whole I'm looking at the book right now, and you know, I see all the different scholarship recipients. One, two, seven. I'm looking at seven scholarships awarded. From here. Yep. And so yeah, there's a lot more to it by the Wolverine Bar Association. Great event. Great event. Had a Motown theme too. Yes. Okay. Minister Smith, you have some kind words, inspiring words for us this morning?
Nothing more than this is the day that the Lord has made. We got to go for it. Go all out. I want to talk to us. So I got in trouble thanks to you all calling me Bishop Elect and all that.
Well, you know, if it happens to me, then it can happen to you too. Because Bishop Elect.
So, other than that, everything else is coming together. Plus, we're gonna do a single release. And, Kim, I want you to be. I got to talk to you about something, but it's important. We want to do a memorial for Mama Humphrey, and we also want to do we want to do something for the baby. We want to do something with scholarship. We want to do that too. So,
well, Minister Smith, now that you know, you're the one that's been spearheading us having this Sunday morning team brunch, and so I just want to let the rest of the team know, and I'll probably go in the chat at some point today, our text chat group, to let everybody know. And those of you who are listening, we would like you to be there too, because we are going to do the show live in June. So keep your June dates open, June 9th. Keep June 9th open, Sunday, June 9th, because and we'll let you know when everything is officially confirmed, but we want to have a Sunday morning team brunch that day. We want it to be it's going to be from 8 to 11, 8 a.m., because we are going to be serving brunch, and then we're going to do the show live at 9. But we also so we invite all those who are listening, if you would like to come and watch us do the show live here in Southfield, we want you to be there. We'll let you know when it's posted up on Eventbrite, and we'll let you know how much it's going to cost. I think right now we're looking at probably 20. It might be a little bit more, but we're looking at $20 per ticket for the Sunday morning team brunch, June 9th, here at Northwestern and Evergreen in Southfield. But we're going to have an official notice, announcement, flyer going out very soon, hopefully within the next week or so. But Sunday morning team, it's open to you, your family, and close friends. But we're also opening it up to our listeners to come and watch us do the show while you have brunch on Sunday morning. And then we're going to also have a guest speaker during that last hour after we go off the air. We're also looking forward to having a speaker come in during that last 45 to 60 minutes. So we're looking forward. This will be our first annual Sunday morning team brunch, and hopefully, you know, we might have it more often than that. So we're looking forward to that. So keep that on your calendar, Sunday, June 9th, 8 a.m., and we'll, you know, notify you a little bit more in detail and let you know when tickets are available on Eventbrite. All right, what's the weather like before we go to Chaplain Kathy?
It is cloudy outside. It's currently 42 degrees, although it feels like 36, so it's a little bit cool today. But today's high is expected to be 58 degrees with a low of 38. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies will continue with a high of 61 and a low of 47. On Tuesday, we can expect rain showers and breezy winds at a high of 61 with a low of 38. On Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 53 and a low of 32. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 56 and a low of 37. On Friday, mostly cloudy skies will continue with a high of 62 and a low of 50. And next Saturday, expect rain showers, but with a high of 70 degrees and a low of 58.
Ooh, yeah,
and that's the weather. That's the weather. Thank you.
That's what I'm waiting for. Yes, that's what I'm waiting for. All right, we're going to take a break, our last break of the morning, and come back with news and information to wrap things up. But Chaplain Kathy, what you got for us? Let me do that before I go to a station break.
I wanted to add right quick briefly to Sister Kim's that proverb, amen, and right there, at the end of that it says that there's a friend that loveth greater than a brother. So that part is also in that particular scripture. But to add, I want to say this here, that the same water that makes an egg hard makes a potato soft. So for anyone that is suffering from depression, schizophrenic, and all of those things, just remember, no matter how hot it gets, it's up to you. You're going to come out either hard or you're going to come out of that thing soft. Bible declares in Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, it says, I know thy works. I know that ye are neither hot nor cold, but because you are lukewarm, I'm going to spew thee out of my mouth like a bad taste. Let's be hot and hard for God. God bless you all today.
Oh, that was nice. How inspiring. That was nice. That's a great devotional moment, inspiration for a Sunday morning. Thank you. Bishop Kathy.
Most
appreciate that a lot. All right. This morning, some headlines, money goes to Ukraine. The NFL draft is coming to Detroit, and there's a couple of major thefts into the millions that we're going to talk about right after these messages.
This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risks to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be
all right, we're back. This is the Michael Van Tool Show, Detroit's Sunday morning news, information, and inspirational podcast. Thank you for listening to the show. And we're not going to open the phone lines now, but for those who are listening, if you would like to call in sometimes, you hear us talking and you want to make a comment or you want to talk with the Sunday morning team, you can do that. Maybe next Sunday I'll open up the phone lines, 563-999-3557. Again, if you want to call and talk to me or the Sunday morning team, just make a comment. You know, just want to be heard. Call us, 563-999-3557. I think what I might do, guys, next Sunday, I think I may just open up the phone lines for most of the show and let and hear from who's listening, you know? Just hear.
That would be great.
Yeah, just, you know, it's not on, not a particular topic, but I just want to hear, call in and share and let you let us know that you're listening. So I think what we'll do is open up the phone line. So if you've got any of your friends and relatives that, you know, like, oh, I want to call in, I want to say something, tell them call in next Sunday, 563-999-3557. In the news this morning, Speaker Mike Johnson may lose his position after the House approves $95 billion for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The hard right conservatives are after Mike Johnson, their fellow Republican now, who helped get this thing passed. And the thing about this is Mike Johnson got the help of Democrats to pass this aid package. There was three separate packages for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Now, here's this is what I think. Can you put some money in there for, like, stuff that happens here in this country? We're sending $95 billion to these three countries, Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
Yes.
But what do you say to people who say that maybe we should have put some on the border? Maybe we should put some for the distressed cities. Maybe we should put some for to help the homeless. Something like that. It's like we got 95 $1 billion. Somebody asked me this week, Mike, well, how come they didn't put something for Haiti in that? You know, that it's
right.
Nice that they are supporting our friends who we promised to help. These countries here, we promised to help them. Ukraine is fighting a war. We started to help. You know, ain't that something? You know how many times we promise somebody something and we help them? We send over money, weapons. Sometimes we even have our troops fighting alongside with them, and then we back out. We cut
right.
and run. So we can't mm-hmm. just not support these people, Israel, Taiwan. We promised all these people that we would stick by their side no matter what, you know, just like a marriage. We said we were going to be there for better or worse. And then guess what? As soon as things get tough for the United States, we cut and run. We've done it many times. We've done it in Afghanistan. We did it in Vietnam. We've done it in many other places where we help, we promise, and then we cut and run and leave them to literally hang, to die.
Just kidding, my brother. Are you trying to take a text or something? I'm just listening.
I'm just saying that I do believe that we need to send this money to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, but we also, why don't we have a $95 billion package for the poor or distressed or something? I don't know. Anyway, maybe I'm not. Maybe,
I was sitting there saying
maybe
the second,
I don't know
same
what I'm
thing, Mike.
About.
I agree. No, yes, you do. You know exactly what you're talking about. You could give $1 million to every American, and it still won't be as much as they just gave away. You can go and help three countries, but you can't help the people in your own country. What does that say? What does that say to the Americans who are those that agree? And let's remember that the joy of that passing was the fact that 100 Republicans also backed him and making that and, you know, getting that thing out there as well. But all of that money you send into these three countries and you got folk over here hungry, homeless, and suffering, no, that makes no sense to me. Not at
right.
all.
Yes. Okay. Well,
keep in mind, our Supreme Court is currently deciding on whether or not people can publicly camp out in public spaces.
Oh,
what do
wow.
homeless people do? What do homeless people do? All right.
Camp
now,
out in public spaces.
Exactly, because you don't have a place to go. We have cities, and Detroit is like any other city. You have space. Land, vacant buildings. There's lots of things this country could do to take care of its own. We don't do that. We ship our money out all around the world, not criticizing the fact that we should help our neighbor. We should help our neighbor, but we should also help ourselves.
Yes. The NFL draft coming to Detroit is basically here. Thursday,
yes.
April 25th, hundreds of thousands of people are expected to clog downtown Detroit streets as part of the NFL draft. I never knew this thing was this big. I didn't pay too much attention before. City Detroit offices are closed this week. I am not going anywhere. I have an office downtown in the Guardian building. I am not going anywhere near that place starting Thursday. That it's going to be something. I'm going down there to the NFL draft too. I'm registered for a couple of events, so I'm going to go. I don't know, Kimberly, you going? Because I keep running into you all over the place.
we are registered to come downtown.
See, I knew it.
So last night, my husband and I, we were on our way to the Barrister Ball, and it was like, this street is blocked off. This street is blocked off.
I know.
The simple ways to get to downtown took us 30, 40 minutes just to get around all the blockades. And so you're underestimating, Michael, you know, the traffic situation. Our downtown is a vibrant downtown, yet it is a small downtown.
Yes, and the streets are small.
Yes, and I've heard anticipated numbers of 400,000 people coming down here to attend the NFL draft. So it's going to be busy. It's going to be a lot of people. It will be a great atmosphere. But also remember, this is a gun-free zone. And the chief of police came out a couple of days ago and said, listen, do not bring your guns. He said, I don't care if you're a CPL holding license holder. Do not bring your guns. They will have metal detectors. Every law agency from Homeland Security to Border Patrol to our Wayne County to our Detroit Police Department, everybody in between is supposed to be here walking and monitoring everything that's happening. But it's going to be a great weekend. Everybody is super excited. I love to see how it's dressed up downtown and the things that they're putting up to make the beautify the city and make it pleasing to those that may come and visit.
Yes, that's one thing. It is this is a very positive event, and it's going to bring millions. I think they said 150 million or something like that. It's going to bring to the city. That's going to be interesting. I got a couple.
I hope they don't ship that 100 million to Ukraine.
Right. The FBI and the LA Police Department are investigating one of the largest cash heists in the city's history after as much as $30 million was stolen from a San Bernardino Valley money storage facility. A law enforcement source briefed on investigation told CNN Thursday. The burglary happened on the night of Easter Sunday at a facility in Sylmar, a suburb of in the San Fernando Valley, where cash from businesses across the region is handled and stored, the LA Times reported. Normally these things are inside jobs, and I bet when it's all said and done, we will find out that that it's an inside job. Just like six people have been arrested in last year's multi-million dollar gold heist at Toronto's Pearson International Airport, police in Canada said Wednesday. Police have also issued arrest warrants for three others in what they described as an inside job. All nine suspects have been charged with over 19 counts. On April 17th of last year, an air cargo container carrying more than $22 million Canadian dollars worth of gold bars and foreign currency was stolen from a secure storage facility using fake paperwork. The gold and currency had just arrived from Zurich, Switzerland on an Air Canada flight. At least two former Air Canada employees allegedly helped in the audacious theft, police say. Now, one is in custody and an arrest warrant has been issued for the other. Like I said, they're generally inside jobs. I remember there was a big theft when I was working at Comerica once, and the idiots who did it, you know, they tried to outsmart the police by not saying anything, but after a few months, they started spending the money. The FBI was monitoring all the employees of that branch, and they thought that after a couple of months that they were okay. The police, they were monitoring, watching, surveilling all the employees for, they were prepared to do that for 6 months and continue to. And guess what? They started to see that this person was driving a new car, this one was going shopping and all that. They busted the whole, and it was an inside job. Let me try to get through this without falling apart. But police in Brazil have detained a woman suspected of wheeling a dead man who she said was her uncle to a bank to withdraw a four-figure loan. Footage of the woman's encounter with the bank has sparked a nationwide discussion in Brazil after going viral on social media. It appears to show the woman at the counter of a Rio de Janeiro branch of a bank propping up the head of an elderly man in a wheelchair and trying to get his hand to clasp a pen. According to police, she was attempting to take out a loan, a $3,000 loan, which had already been approved by the bank, but it needed the elderly man's signature. But he was not alive. The elderly man in the video filmed by the bank attendant remains unresponsive. His arm is limp and his head keeps falling back as she talks to him. She kept saying, "Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign. If you don't sign, there's no way I can't sign for you. It has to be you. What I can do, I do." It didn't fool the bank. She has been arrested, and charges are pending. Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. So the lady attempts to take money using her dead relative. Unbelievable. All right. I don't know how we had a bunch of theft news on here today, but that's just how it happened. That's how it happened. But anyway, I hope you all have a great day today. Enjoy your afternoon.
You too.
And make it a wonderful day. I guess the sun is going to come out today, Kimberly?
A little bit, yes. You will see some peaks of sun today.
Great.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Mike, and I want to shout out to the sister that she listened to us every Sunday when we are. She came to the homegoing service. I met her at the viewing. One of the relatives of Missionary Hattie Humphrey. I forgot where she stays at, but she listened to us all the time. I just want to shout her out as well.
Yes, and that's why I wanted to make sure that we recognize our listeners. Thank you so much. And I think a lot of people listen to us before they go to work. Before they go to church on Sunday mornings, just like we do, because we usually head it out too. So thank you for all of you who listen and come up and tell us. So anytime you see us, let us know. So, you know, and if you want to call in, like I said, 563-999-3557. We'll open up the phone lines next week. And I just have a feeling that news story that I just read about the lady in Brazil trying to get her deceased relative to sign and wheels him into the branch, you know that's going to be a Saturday Night Live skit. You know it's coming. You know
coming. Yeah.
That is,
yeah.
I just can't believe somebody would actually try to do that and try to get away with it. Unbelievable.
I don't know what, I couldn't imagine what she owned. Or who she owed, or whoever.
I
don't want no parts of that. If that'll make you do that, I don't want no parts of that.
Right. If you got to go through all that, I mean, I'll give it to you. I don't know, but, you know.
Yeah. No lie.
All right. We had a fun morning today. Like I said, have a great day, and we'll see you guys right here next Sunday, 9 a.m. on the Michael Van Tool Show. God bless you.
God bless you.
Take care, bro.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the